Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Hope everybody is doing great and you are subscribed to all three channels, Evolutionary EE Arts and also Heart's Home, where we put another one up this morning, all about embracing where we are in life and flowing. Flowing. We got to flow through this mess.
Definitely. You want to stay fluid.
Yeah. And you don't want to let it stick to you, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
She gets it. I think you guys get it too. Did you see that? Look at that. Okay, now this is not Florida. This is Turkey. Holy cow. So again, everything we are seeing on is going all over the world. And, you know, these catastrophes are not isolated to any one country. Truly, truly, this is a war against humanity and a war against the planet that's going on. Of course, you know, if we are not looking at anything outside of our sphere of influence, then we might not have a clue. And we might think, you know, what's going on against us personally? But it's much bigger than any one country, any one ethnicity, any one religious, you know, philosophy. It is totally, totally, really. This is the end of a system. And that system is... Well, it's aiming to take us out with it.
You know, I think the system and the way that they do things has run its course. And we're all fixing to find out what does that look like and what does that mean?
Yeah, they can't cover it up. And so it's just a matter of it is distraction. But yet it's a distraction with hazardous and loss of life effects. So this is some crazy flooding going on there. Look at this. Did you see that car? This is outside of Charleston, South Carolina, Goose Creek. Know the area very, very well. And that car in the storms, that, you know, Idalia spawned a lot of tornadoes. This was a weak tornado, but it was strong enough to lift a car up on the highway. And I hope that everybody is okay.
I do too. Sending them blessings and prayers.
Absolutely. So we had a Category 3 storm. So it's a major hurricane, make its impact. This is Cedar Key, and this was really quite a while ago at this point now. As you can see, it's beautiful to own oceanfront property, but it certainly comes with risks. And again, anybody that's bought property in Florida, you know, one of the key questions is, what flood zone am I in?
Yeah, I would imagine insurance has a heyday with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes, you know, you could afford the house, but you can't afford the flood insurance, or you can't get any insurance. This is where we're heading. And so when they are going to demand for financing that you have insurance, because of course they don't want to be out of their money when we're talking about the banks, or if you're dealing with some alternative lender, you know, they just want to guarantee that they're not going to be out the cost. And so, you know, this is just going to keep increasing to make it impossible for people to actually try to buy something. And, you know, we do know there is a group, FEW, the few. We put it up to a mirror and we see what that spells. They've said, you're going to own nothing. All of us are going to own nothing because they're going to own everything. And, of course, we're not just talking about the few. We're talking about all those other secret societies, the control grid that really is, as you see, search and rescue going on. Horseshoe Beach hit very bad. You know, this was obviously a very major storm. I guess the only saving grace is, and you see devastation in the Big Bend area of Florida. This is what 125 mile an hour winds can do. Yeah, those walls are not much protection. And again, most houses in Florida, I don't know of any house that has a basement in Florida, because, you know, again, you start digging a few feet and there's water. And oh gosh, who was it? Somebody was making a comment. One of our regulars that, you know, what, isn't all of Florida like 2 feet above sea level? Well, no. You know, I did live two blocks away from the ocean, and I was at 8 feet, so I felt safe. I'm just being facetious, guys. There's a reason why we didn't stay, why I didn't stay in Florida, because, you know, it was one of my favorite places to live, but I know it's going to be challenging in these times. But we have to each do what we're going to do, and there are some people that would be like, bring it, I love it here, we'll just rebuild. As you see this comment, can't disagree, Florida got absolutely flooded by Hurricane Idalia, which means we got to send another $10 billion to Ukraine. Yeah, and what's going on right now, it really feels like the power structure is giving us double middle fingers all the way with just how blatant this is. It feels purposefully blatant, if you know what I mean. And here you have a plane being evacuated from MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa due to the lightning and St. Elmo's fire. Pretty cool, that plasma discharge.
That plasma is really curious. And when you see this plasma, a lot of times if you still those frames, you can see other ships in there charging themselves off of this plasma.
A little secret there. You're not going to hear from a lot of other channels that wonder if, you know, there's any intelligent life out there. We know it. And a lot of you guys know it. As you see, this actually reversed the flow of the Steinhatchee River, sending boats slamming into the bridge. The river reversed its flow due to the storm. Oh, man, this is just wild. And when we look at the power situation, 255,704 people without power in Florida at the moment, 217,491 in Georgia. So right now, Georgia's pretty much on an equal footing with Florida as far as the power outages. Meanwhile, more explosions reported in Crimea. There's been a lot of drone attacks into Russia itself. And we could actually see here reported drone attacks on Russian targets. As you can see, there's a whole bunch right around Moscow. Do you think if DC had these attacks, we wouldn't already have let all sorts of things fly? Yeah, you know, again, there is a power structure in place that controls all the puppets of all the nations. And yet there's leeway too. They are allowed some leeway. That doesn't mean that 46 makes any big decisions other than whether he's going to wear the baby blue Depends or the pink ones today. But other than that, no, he's not really making any serious decisions unless it's something, I was going to say, IL Eagle.
Indeed.
Yes. Lots of attacks. You know, it's poking the bear, and, you know, this is what they want. And you have Tucker coming out and saying there's going to be a hot war between the U.S. and Russia within the next year. Well, you know, yeah, of course. I mean, it's just the writing on the wall. This is what a falling apart system will do. They always got to keep distracting us. But, you know, again, you're going to get, as you see down here, this. You're going to get a lot of this. We will not comply. They will try to draft people and then refer to this. We will not comply. And it's going to be more and more and more people saying we will not comply. But there's been several people that have seen the war start out, and it is the final nail in the coffin in so many ways. Doesn't mean that they're not already planning things out past that, because they are. They have all their plans laid out. Okay, we got to get the war going, and then we're going to introduce the new, you know, digital currency. We'll introduce a whole new system. Of course, you know, we'll herd people into these little zones, but it's not going to happen with everybody. They will get some. They will get some that will go along with the system, but they're not going to get everybody.
You know, and this is what I mean, where the system has kind of worn itself out, because they've already sounded the alarms on so many different things, and people have had time to research and absorb and witness and understand certain consequences. So when they start to dole these things out again, people know they're going to stand firm in their beliefs. And at that point, that's where the system starts to crumble. And that's where things can get kind of yucky.
So you have Georgia State Senator Colton Moore suggesting that a civil war can break out if the 45 case goes to trial. Yeah, and then you have, you know, Tucker even going like one further, saying that, you know, maybe 45 will meet the same sort of fate that came to Kennedy. And again, that would also be something that could trigger that. Because again, before we are in that direct confrontation, at least direct confrontation here, they want to create that civil conflict going on. They want a new American Revolution. They want a new second civil war going on in the U.S., however you want to look at it, before that global war comes to roost in NATO countries. And it's not happening. It's not happening. And I think they are a little bit frustrated with it. But again, they always have the ability to put up those banners and burn them, if you know what I mean. The FFs, the fake banners. Ukraine confirms secret meeting with NATO generals. Kiev keeps its Western backers updated on how the situation's going on the ground. Yeah, again, this is obviously, I mean, if we think Zelensky is really the, you know, the head honcho making all the decisions, the guy was dancing in leather just a little while ago.
And heels
with lipstick on.
Yes.
Yeah, no, he doesn't make any decisions again. You know, it's his only decisions are whether he wants to put the chaps on or the tight leather jeans. You know, it's the big reveal. It's the big moment with the Wizard of Oz on the global stage. You know, it's not the almighty terrible Wizard of Oz. It's a bunch of actors that are falling apart, and they can't even replace them. They can't even get a good likeness in some cases to the original version when, you know, the original one's no longer around. A man fleeing war takes his wife and kids. A man going to war leaves them behind. And it's pretty obvious when you see 90-something percent of who's coming into the country of military age and male, or, you know, again, there are a lot of female soldiers. Meanwhile, you see all these Ukrainian families that have lost their loved ones. This atrocity of war has gone on, you know, the entire Kali Yuga, the entire Dark Age. And it does happen even outside of that age, in the Bronze Age, in the beginning stages. Again, the wars of the gods happened during the Bronze Ages. We saw battles going on over our heads with technology that we couldn't imagine. And, you know, this is all being done. You might say it's done for profits, but profits is just one part of the big thing. It's also maintaining a certain environment. Again, some ranchers know all they could have is 200 head of cattle. They cannot have 300 head of cattle. They can't handle it. So what do? Well, they're going to have to sell them off, and those cattle are going to end up in the store. If you know what I mean, it's the same situation on planet Earth. And here you see, this is in Germany. This is Michael Jahn, Jungle. When you see this, move away fast, rule of thumb, make sure the entire incident's hidden behind your outstretched thumb, go, 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 fast, fast, fast. Could lead to a massive explosion when you see all those other smaller explosions. You know, the explosions are happening around the world, and, you know, the war will branch out. And yet we see the EU purchases of Russian liquid natural gas was up 40% compared to pre-war levels. And, you know, again, we know Ford Motor Company was playing both sides in WW2 and actually using free labor, yeah, with those camps. And I don't mean the singing Kumbaya camps. This is, again, this is the system. And Haiti, U.S. Embassy in Haiti, given the current security situation and infrastructure challenges, U.S. citizens in Haiti should depart as soon as possible. Yeah, grab a plane while you can, because things are descending into chaos. But that chaos is coming all over the place. And just pray that your pilot doesn't die in mid-flight.
You know, I mean, that's kind of a big problem now, because that's being seen more and more, where these pilots are just dropping, and we all kind of have a good idea what's going on there. And again, it's just like the death throes of a dying system, and you don't want to get caught in the middle. You don't want to get caught between the arguing, fussing parents. You don't want to get caught in any of these waves. And, you know, just if you can, just stay home. Get prepared, take care of yourself and your loved ones.
Absolutely. So here you have the new 46 FEMA administrator saying that FEMA has no plans to provide more than $700 worth of aid per victim of the Lahaina, Hawaii fires. $700. The population is 13,000. That's $1.9 million. And meanwhile, Biden's pushing for another $23 billion for Ukraine. And then there's actually people, well, actually, I think they're bots. I think most of them are bots that are on Twitter. And Biden's making, you know, statements, and they're saying, what a great example he is. Great example for what? I mean, Satan's cabinet? I mean, seriously, you can't see a worse example. I mean, it's hilarious at this point. $700 is, I mean, Hawaii is super expensive to live, typically. For most people, it's really, it's out of the ballpark living in Hawaii. It's too expensive, unless you're going to go and just be homeless and live off the beach, which a lot of people do. You know, of course, if the beach gets toasted, then that's not a good situation. And that's exactly what happened. Meanwhile, $23 billion more for a war? This shows you where the system's priorities are. It's never been about helping people. No, only themselves. Which, again, think about who they are. They're the humans that have sold out humanity to something that's totally inhumane. They could learn a lot from these guys about love and affection and overcoming all sorts of different boundaries and species issues. I mean, you know, hey, this is nice. They could learn.
So many times humans can learn from other beings that are not human.
Absolutely. The angels that are the animal kingdom in so many cases, and certainly the ones that bless us as our family members. So thank you guys, and thank you for all those that have been joining us over at Patreon as well, or Ko-Fi. Do check out evolutionaryenergyarts.com if you haven't checked it out. That is our website, and you can learn more about us and the other things we do when we're not making videos. Stay prepared, guys. Keep speaking your truth. Much love. God bless, and namaste.
Namaste.